Omaha Performing Arts brings first-class entertainment alongside its commitment to inclusivity and community service. Their hip-hop lab still has a few events for this year.
The best way to describe our goal is to destigmatize the negative connotations surrounding hip-hop culture, but also show all of the different art forms that come from it, how it impacts our culture, and just how beautiful different pieces of art can be and how it resonates in different ways.
Sylvia Stone, Communications Manager for Omaha Performing Arts, talks about how one of these two events focuses on the background of graffiti art.
We're really excited about our last two Hip Hop Lab events. So on Wednesday, May 15th, over at Scott Hall in the Holland Center, we're gonna have our last culture talk. It's gonna be graffiti and urban art. We're gonna be taking a deeper look into the creative process behind graffiti with canvas displays. And this conversation is gonna be led by Hugo Zamorano and Houston Alexander and a couple other artists. So it'll be really fascinating to see what the process looks like. When you think of graffiti in that context, there's lots of different applications to it. I mean, you see in murals, album covers, fashion.
On Thursday, May 16, there is one more event to celebrate the 50th anniversary of hip-hop music.
We're going to have our Hip-Hop Lab block party in Mammal Courtyard, which is right in the middle of the building. And so we want to continue to celebrate hip-hop culture with music and dancing and vibes with national DJ and host Mista Soul. And just to celebrate with everybody, we had a really successful Hip-Hop Lab season, inaugural season, and we can't wait to bring it back next year with some fun things.
And tomorrow night, one more Voices Amplified program, Asian American Voices in Fashion.
This is going to be held over at Millwork Commons, and we're partnering up with Omaha's Fashion Arts Collective to bring fashion to the forefront. Because again, it's another art form and another area of performing arts.
And here are some more events for the next few weeks, starting with the last Broadway show of this season.
Moulin Rouge the Musical, it's been the winner of 10 Tonys, Best Musical. It will be in town May 28th through June 9th. The Piano Guys will be at the Holland on May 16th. Static X and Seven Dust will be at Steelhouse Omaha on May 16th. Josh Gates Live will be at the Holland May 18th. Wheel of Fortune Live will be at the Orpheum May 19th. Bleachers will be at Steelhouse Omaha on May 22nd. Pete Davidson will be at Steelhouse Omaha on May 24th. And there are two shows for that. Riley Green will be at Steelhouse May 30th. And then Brad Williams will be at the Holland June 2nd. Twilight on the Terrace is going to be our annual summertime social event at the Holland, and that's June 7th. Then we have an evening with Goose at Steelhouse on June 10th. Michael Franti and Spearhead with Stephen Marley will be on June 11th. And then lastly, we have Samara Joy at the Holland Center on June 12th.
More information at o-pa.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.